Real estate.
Yeah, how's it going? I'm trying to find a fictitious name filing for a business. Just trying to navigate through your website here to get that.
You have a recording number?
I don't, unfortunately. I just have the name of the business. Do you guys have archives on your website anywhere? Okay.
And normally everybody else be able to look that up. I don't know why, but when was it recorded? You don't know that either, huh?
I mean, years ago, probably at least 5 years ago.
5 years ago? You say 5 years ago?
At least, yeah.
Okay, because they have to renew every 5 years, so I'll go back
You know,
five.
I think I may have actually found it.
What's the number?
Well, there's several of them here, but,
The 20110 or 20111?
It's Borgia and Daughter. It's B. The business name is
No, no, no.
BOR.
You said you've seen a number?
No.
Okay, now, let me go back. What's the name?
It's a Borgia, Borja.
Next name?
It's supposed to be R. Borgia and Daughter is the name of the business.
Okay, is this a name or is it a business name?
This is the business name.
Give me the way it is said.
R as in Robert. Borgia, Borja. And Daughter.
N, like A&D.
Correct.
Daughter.
Right.
Oh, I see some in 2009,
That's
but
probably
that's a
about right.
proof of publication. That's a proof of publication, but the fictitious name number is 2009025595.
I think I found it actually. Well, I found Borges Trucking. That's not it though.
And what is, oh, that's what it is, Borgia R and Daughter Trucking.
Right. Did you actually find it?
Fictitious name statement. In Palmdale?
It's possible. I mean, I have them down in Little Rock currently, but
Okay, we have it. It was recorded in 2009, but it has to be refiled every 5 years.
right. I'm actually just using this for proof of time in business, actually.
Okay, let me give you the recording number. 2009025595.
2009025559. So 2009025559.
No, I said 2009025595.
Oh, there's a five at the end. Okay.
Recorded February 24th.
All righty. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.